Okay, this was good evolutionary, but now when it comes to the worldview, it is the exact reason why it's upside down. The trends that are increasing are instead falling, and the other way around. And in this case, the chimps use our intuition against us, and it becomes our weakness instead of our strength. It was supposed to be our strength, wasn't it? So how do we solve such problem? First, we need to measure it, and then we need to cure it. So by measuring it, we can understand what is the pattern of ignorance. We started the pilot last year, and now we're pretty sure that we will encounter a lot of ignorance across the whole world. And the idea is really to scale it up to all domains or dimensions of global development, such as climate, endangered species, human rights, gender equality, energy, finance. All different sectors have facts, and there are organizations trying to spread awareness about these facts. So I've started actually contacting some of them, like WWF and Amnesty International and UNICEF, and asking them, what are your favorite facts which you think the public don't know? Okay, I gather those facts, imagine a long list with, say, 250 facts, and then we poll the public and see where they score worst. Okay, so we get a shorter list with the terrible results, like some few examples, Hans, and we had no problems finding these kind of terrible results. Okay, this little short list, what are we going to do with it? Well, we turn it into a knowledge certificate, a global knowledge certificate, which you can use if you're a large organization, a school, a university, or maybe a news agency, to certify yourself as globally knowledgeable, okay? Basically meaning we don't hire people who score like chimpanzees, you know? Of course you shouldn't. So maybe 10 years from now, if this project succeeds, you will be sitting at an interview having to fill out this crazy global knowledge. So now we come to the practical tricks. How are you going to succeed, okay? There is, of course, one way, which is to sit down late nights and learn all the facts by heart, by reading all these reports. That will never happen, actually. Not even Hans thinks that's going to happen. People don't have that time. People like shortcuts. And here are the shortcuts. We need to turn our intuition into strength again. We need to be able to generalize. So now I'm going to show you some tricks where the misconceptions are turned around into rules of thumb. Let's start with the first misconception. This is very widely spread. Everything is getting worse. You heard it. You thought it yourself. Okay? The other way to think is most things improve.